Yerushalmi Trumoth corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Sadites. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Gimel Amad Aleph. 15 lines from the foot of the page, Hamishamereth Shel Yayin. Hamishamereth Shel Yayin, Rabbi Yehuda, I should say, Oimer, Im Haifa Pekuka Menamala Afabishi Pesucha Menamatan. A wine filter, Rabbi Yehuda says that if the upper container was bunged on top, even if the lower container is uncovered, there's no problem of uncovered liquids. The wine drips down to the lower container through the filter, and the upper container retains the sediment, so the snake is afraid to drink from the lower one because the wine is dripping into it. Rabbi Nechemya should say, Oimer, Im Haifa HaTachdeina Mechutha Afapisha Elyon Megula Muta Mephisha Irith Nachash Oimed Kesavacha Va'omad Melamalan. Rabbi Nechemya says if the lower one is covered, even though the upper one is not, it's permitted since the snake's venom cannot pass through the filter. Amr Blaza, Rablaza says this applies when he didn't mix the wine in the filter so that it should descend quicker, but if he did, it's prohibited. If there's a jug of wine in his bag, it's permitted as it's covered by the bag. If he put a cover over a vessel but he didn't bung up the opening of the vessel, it's prohibited. If he bunged it up but didn't cover it, if the bung prevents a snake from entering, it's permitted. Trei amoraim chad amar kadei sheyinata bepikakoi v'chana amar kadei shelo yikanes l'seichoi roish hakaka. Two amoraim disagreed. One said it must be bunged so tight that he could lift up the vessel by its bung. The other said it must be so tight that a narrow stick used for weaving cannot enter. Amar bi Abba man da'avad tivus pakik le'o mechasela. But Abba says one who wishes to be very careful will bung up and cover the vessel. Lagin chenichoi b'shida teva migdol v'shachachoi b'chaza u'matzoi asa. If a vessel of wine was left inside a chest, a box, or a cabinet and forgotten, when he returns, the wine is prohibited as perhaps there had been a snake there before he put it there. If he checked it beforehand and then put the vessel there, it's permitted. Such a case came before Rebbe when a person saw a snake uncover the vessel and then return and cover it. Rebbe said, because this evil one, should we disqualify all of our covers? Abimana lo mistavra delay hahi uvda dahu asa. Abimana said, even though elsewhere we aren't concerned that the snake might uncover and then we cover it, but since it happened this way, the wine is prohibited. Hamabiyomia chalav shel goy lama asa mivnei tarubas behemet apeya. Rabbi Yirmiya says, why is milk from Gentiles prohibited? Because it might have been mixed with milk from a non-kosher animal. V'taninan oimed hu goy v'choylev be'eder v'yisor oimed al gabo ve'ein echoshish. And the Tosefta says a Gentile may milk in a flock with a Jew watching him even though he's at a distance. Rav v'shem Rav Yehuda Rav Simon v'shem Rishur ben Levi Cholav shel goy lamahu asat mipnei agilui. Whereas Rav quoting Rav Yehuda and Rav Simon quoting Rishur ben Levi said that why is milk from Gentiles prohibited? It's because it has been left uncovered. V'yamid asked the Gemara, why not curdle it? If there's a snake's venom inside it, it will not congeal. And Rishmo Bavi Yitzchak, Mipnei Sheh, Ha'iris Ha'imed V'en Anakavim, and Rishmo Bavi Yitzchak answered, because the venom could unnoticeably rest between the holes in the cheese. Given Erisin, Hain, Eris Shekir, Eris Saf, V'Eris Oimed, Kesevacha Melamala. There are three types of venom. One type sinks, one type floats, and one type stands in the middle. V'Yoimed Dubyumya, Iskalian, Gigaisa, Desidra, Sidur Rabba, Shosun, Kadmain, Volo Mason, Acharion, or Mason. In the days of Rabbi Yirmiya, a barrel of water was left uncovered in the main synagogue. Those that drank from it first didn't die, but then who drank from it after that, they did die. And Ya'ime Eresh Shekir Haya, and I said it was the type of venom that sinks. Palea, Hayavan, Bechakla, Iskalion, Kulsa, Demaya, Vishtamina, Kadmain, Volo Mason, Acharion, or Mason. A jug of water with some workers in the field was left uncovered. The first ones that drank from it didn't die. Those that drank afterwards did die. And Yoimeh, Eres, Shekir, Haya, I say it was a type of venom that sinks. V'tani kein, Chavish, Niskalsa, V'chen avatich, Shenike, V'ochloi, V'shosu, V'shonim, Lo yoichlu, V'yishtu, Achoinim, and Yoimeh, Eres, Shekir, Hu. And we have a Tosefta that supports this. If a barrel was left uncovered or a melon was nibbled at, even if people ate and drank from them, one should not do so, as I say that the venom sank. Yain, Sheniskala, V'shosu, Mimenu, Yudbenei Adam, Osa, if wine was left uncovered and 10 people drank from it, it's still prohibited to drink from, as I say, that the venom sank.
Five
Five liquids are not prohibited if left uncovered, and they are brine, fish brine, vinegar, oil, and honey. Reb Shimon prohibits honey. The Chachamim agree to Reb Shimon when they saw the snake eating from it. Rebchina bar Papa, havas biyadei sluchis de devash, miglaya le'aspik mishal ad de mefarfas biyadei. Rebbi Chanina bar Papa had a flask of honey that was left uncovered. Before he was able to ask about it, the flask is dissolved in his hand because of the venom inside it. Rav Shmuel, Tavei Yohan Amrin, Nitna Roshus Le'aretz Le'vakeya Mipanov Lo Nitna Roshus Le'kli Le'vakeya Mipanov. Rav Shmuel said that the earth was given permission to split for the snake to be able to hide inside the house, but a vessel wasn't given permission to split, so if a vessel of liquid was closed, there's no concern that the snake drank from it. Rav Chiya Rabba, Rav Shimon Berebi, Havan Yasvin, Bechad Bayis, Azlin, Maram, Marin, Amrin, Efshu Dehu, Mischami, Hocha, Mischami, Amin Baruchu Shabocha Bahen Bachachamim Shaomud Nitna Rishus La'oritz Libaka Mipanov Le'nitna Rishus Le'kli Libaka Mipanov. Reb Chiya the Great and Reb Shimon Berebi were sitting in a certain house that was tiled with marble. They asked, could a snake enter here? They then saw a snake coming out of a hidden place, and they said, Baruch Hashem, who has chosen the Chachamim, who said the earth was given permission to split, but a vessel wasn't given permission to split. Reb Yanai have a Midchel, Minei, Sagin, v'have a Yahav, Arsei, Al-Abo, Merushin, Damien, Chadzman, Pashat Yadei, Ashkechei, Gabei, Ama Amimun, Minei, Shem Pesayim Hashem. Abiyana was afraid from a certain snake. Since it was so small, it was difficult for him to protect himself from it. He would sleep with the legs of his bed in buckets of water. Once he stretched out his arm and found a snake in his bed, and he said, remove the buckets, they don't help. Rather, and he quoted from a Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Kuftez Zayin, Pasuk Vav, Hashem guards the simple. Bekama Hushia Nekev, how big must the hole be to cause the liquid to be prohibited? Rabbi Yaakov Acha Hashem, Rabbi Chanina, Mochei Ba Hakein Ama Roish Etzbei Katana. And Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha quoted Rabbi Chanina saying it showed them the top of his pinky. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Shimon Bar Vava B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Levi, Ad Kadei Shulei Tikanes Roish Etzba Katana L'Toicha Shel Tinoik Ben Yoimu. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha and Rabbi Shimon Bar Vava in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi said, even if it's small enough that the pinky of a day old baby cannot enter. Rafila Pachis Mikan, who are but some snakes can enter even smaller holes than that. Ela Dula Yada Du Nafik Le Adol. If he can't get in and out easily, it's not considered a hole. Hadain Salta Afilu Cotton Kama Osa Du Olu Bahadov Anafik Bahadov. A wicker basket, even if the holes are very small, is nevertheless prohibited, as it can enter through one hole and exit through another. Hadat Salkusa Afilu Hituluya Kama Asua Du Mishdalshel. A Salakusa basket, even if hung up very high, the liquid in it is prohibited, as the snake can climb down it into it from the ceiling. Even Mokom Korov Amar Shmuel Me'oizen Chavis Lepia. The Mishnah taught that the liquids are prohibited if there was enough time for the snake to come out from a nearby place and drink from it. What's considered nearby? Rav Shmuel said there was enough time for it to come out of the lip of the utensil and drink from it. V'lei chamilei, asked the Gemara, well, can't a person see if the snake if it's hiding there? Ha'memchinana min katanhu v'shififon shmoi v'udai met l'sara. And Ha'memchinana answered, no, it's referring to a small snake called a shififon that's as thin as a hare.